things to evolve. Giving distinction to the role, different players, different strokes. But let me tell you about one thing I know. Everybody's got a seed to sow. Set your heart apart, take it down the road. Everybody's got a seed to sow.
Well, that's... This is an auspicious occasion, isn't it? I'm with the Bard of the Yard. Good morning, Brother Rufus.
Did you refer to me as the Bard of the Yard?
Somebody did.
Yeah, somebody on Radio Land did.
Jason just told me to call you that. So you're the Bard of the Yard. I just thought we'd start things out like that.
What a yard it is down here at Phil's place. This is like Disney World with flowers.
Yeah, we got us a far. Over there in the pit?
Yeah. I know.
Carlton, the doorman, start that?
No, I did.
Oh, okay.
It's easy to start it when you got gas coming in.
Oh.
So you didn't have any... you didn't go cut any kindling early this morning.
No,
you didn't do that. The mayor's here, and
yep.
You doing all right, Phil?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Yeah, didn't eat too much barbecue at Rufus this last night, did
you? No, I'm good.
Boy, that was good barbecue.
Yep.
And Brother Johnny Coley, who was also there last night, is here. Johnny, thank you. Very nice of you.
He's made two long trips.
To join us. I don't hear Johnny.
I know now where he got his good sense, that beautiful wife of his. You know, she knows a couple things, Johnny.
Yeah. Oh, that was me.
I called her on a weekday and she said yes.
Oh, man. Well, I was so glad to see Carlton up and going, Phil.
Oh, yeah, he's doing great. He's he has gotten so much better since he had the defibrillator and pacemaker put in, so we're thankful for that. So
yeah, well.
It's nice to be able, well, for a long time I was kind of worried about him every time he left out of the house, and for a while there he didn't even leave out of the house, so it's been good. Got a lot of crackling, but anyway, we can hear you
but now.
We're good. So
well, that's that somebody gunfire like that wedding I went to. Every time the preacher say something, bam, 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 bam.
So yeah, we're just happy to have everybody here this morning. Happy to all be here this morning, and it's a perfect day. So I think it's a great day. Well, every day is a good day, but
anybody just wants to come see something beautiful. It is so gorgeous here. The roses and that one climbing rose you got out there on the fence is just magnificent. It's just a beautiful place, and I don't reckon I'll get in trouble, but you must have bought out the bakery shop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was asking her that, if there was anything left at this poor woman's bakery.
So oh, yeah.
She makes the best pastries.
Cindy's the best. I called her yesterday morning early and asked her if she could have me some pastries ready this morning around 7, and she had all of
woman's been up all night.
Oh, she had all those ready for us. Yep, and Catherine went over and picked them up for me, and just got a lot of people around here that it's just a community. Yeah, so
I know.
Many people to
it's
help.
It's a family. It's just a neat place to. To yep. visit, I think. Now, Johnny, you have been here before.
Yeah. But, it's been a while.
But not as
the retail place on the corner.
Yeah, but not on the show.
It was a shock to see that. But,
I know.
Yeah.
It's changed quite a bit up there, and this is it really is a community. People live here. You live here.
Yep.
So therefore, you'll never be able to give this place up. You will always be involved.
Right.
You realize that.
Right. I know.
Yeah.
I've thought about that more in the last 5 years than ever before.
that's what the good Lord wanted.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's even more than that. It's just a place where I feel like everybody's safe. People that work here are safe. I'm just happy to be able to help people.
Yeah, well, if anybody helps people, it's Phil Campbell.
Yeah,
I
well.
I had a family yesterday. I felt like family because I don't have any family left much in the mountains anymore. And at our little gathering at the house, I had family there. It's important. So,
yeah,
I know what you mean. You talk about family and all our gardening friends. And by the way, I'm going to make a little deal. The first person that comes up, that hears us on the radio and comes here, I will give them one of the books called That's Rufus.
And you'll personally sign it for them.
And about half of it's true. And the rest, everybody's dead, so I made it up.
That's one thing, for sure.
Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with writing a fiction book.
That's right.
No, that's right. That's what fiction is, made up. But they did put memoir on there.
So, memoir.
So come on down by and say, I heard you on the radio, and I'll give you one. I won't require you to read it, but.
And you have to come to the table before you eat, because eating place, well, I guess we do have the pastries, but eating place isn't open yet. What are we going to eat today?
Oh, I think they'll probably, Michelle and Ollie will probably fix about anything you want. They're definitely, I feel sure they'll be doing hot dogs, hamburgers,
hot dog.
And the chicken.
But will they do a Rufus dog?
I'm sure they will.
It's a Rufus dog on steroids.
Yep. And then they're going to do gyros, and then they'll make a salad. For people that are vegetarian, they'll make a salad for you or fix a salad with grilled chicken on it. They'll do about anything you want.
Now, the best thing I had overseas was last couple of weeks was they make this prosciutto ham.
Mm-hmm.
That's their variety. It's not the Italian, but it's very, very much like it. Very small, thinly sliced. They make their own cheese. We were talking about this little village. And they make their own extra virgin olive oil in this little village. They make their own wine. So that was the best thing I had. I could eat that every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The older I get, the more I feel like I need to eat more healthy. It just seems like a lot of stuff doesn't agree with your system when you get older. I know this isn't a health show. But
yes, it is, too. I mean, we grow vegetables.
Right. And vegetables is one of the big things that I feel like I need right now.
Yeah.
More than a heavy meat or something like that.
And they did have a small salad there. I don't remember what was in it, but olives. Olives was in it.
Yeah, but when they make their own olive oil, that's great.
Something called creasy greens that Gerald heard me mention them one time.
Greasy grease.
And so I
you
meant to bring
fat
that
back in that.
I don't quite know how to do them. It's a little tiny leaf. You know what I'm talking about, Phil?
Just saute it.
Okay. I did, and it got a little crispy. That was fun.
That's okay.
It got crispy.
You bile them, as Uncle Jesse used to say.
You heard of Johnny, Creasy Greens?
I have, yes.
Creasy Greens. It takes a whole grocery sack full of those to
make it. It certainly does.
It's kind of kind of like eating micro whatever.
Well,
they
about are. The size of the end. At least about the size of the end of your finger.
Yep.
Oh. Yeah. Well, you just mix them in with some mustard greens.
Well, I meant to give everybody one yesterday, and I forgot it.
A nice turnout yesterday. Just some wonderful people. Just, good friends.
Oh, like I said, my extended family.
Yeah, that we are.
And by the way, the Janet Cowell is coming down to see us today. I think.
Yes,
you told her where to park.
By. Yep.
Former treasurer of North Carolina and a great gardener. She really loves gardening.
She is. Yeah. She was a city council person, and just happens to be running for mayor. She and David can get together a little bit and figure things out.
Yep.
Well, what, Phil, I see about 6 or 7 varieties of roses, but is Knockout still your heavy one?
Not really. A lot of people are buying hybrid teas again.
Yep.
They kind of went by the wayside for a while, except for just certain people. And then you hear Carlton, right? Carlton's truck.
Where is he going?
I have no idea. He's going to get biscuits. So, but now it seems like people are wanting the hybrid teas, the Floribundas. Floribunda's great because you don't have to do anything to it. I've got one that I never touch except when I cut it back to about a foot high.
No disease much?
Nope. I don't see any. They're breeding them now to have less black spot and that sort of thing anyway. But we've got some really nice roses. The ones that came in this year are just beautiful.
Yeah.
They're healthy. We got some with just beautiful colors and very fragrant.
Right here in front of us. I guess it's a lazy man's person, but I've had good luck with Bayer 3-in-1.
Right.
Yeah, you get that in granular and just pour around the base of it as directed, and things seem to work pretty well. Is that good idea,
that does
Johnny?
Work. Yeah, works well. I've got some systemic fungicides and insecticides in there, so yeah, that does.
I don't think it's much fertilizer, but.
And you can, I guess, just leave them alone. Put some good mulch on them. I don't know what happens to roses. We do have a tendency, as things get warmer and wetter, and mildew shows up, black spot.
Well, I think one of the biggest things that you need to do is to keep them clean, and keep them clean under, like on the ground under the rose.
Meaning keep leaves, spent leaves.
Anything, right. And just make sure that you keep them trimmed and cut back and watch for any of the spot and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And keep those leaves cut back. And when you cut them, haul them away.
Yeah. Sanitation goes a long ways with roses and pretty much anything, really.
It does.
But
roses are picky about it. So.
Roses sort of like tomatoes. In the very beginning, they look so beautiful. And then my tomatoes are just beautiful now, but wait about a month, and then that's when you still got to start really tending to them.
Right.
Well, it sounds like Carlton, but it's not Carlton.
That's not Carlton. I'm not sure who that is.
Uh-oh.
It came in the wrong way in a one-way street.
Yeah,
that's all right.
That's all right. They
he didn't come in Rufus. Didn't come in Rufus' way.
That's right.
Yeah, I see you've got that sign hanging up out there now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
We can't find any stainless steel chain because, the other chains tend to, over time, they rust. So I'm trying to find stainless steel, but I can't find anything.
Well, that's up to you, Rufus.
I'll be on the lookout for that.
You got all the contacts.
We'll find it.
You got a road named after you, Johnny. You want to perpetuate it.
Johnny, you know where there's any stainless steel chain?
I can't say for sure.
If Burks doesn't have it, nobody's got it.
Yeah.
Well,
we've got a hardware store in Oxford that we feel the same way about. It's Ace Hardware in Oxford.
Well, the store in Lillington would agree. Their motto is, if we don't have it, you don't need it.
Yeah.
Well, there are all kinds of things going on in the garden, not just black spot on your roses. Wouldn't it be nice to see your garden flourishing free from nibbled leaves and trampled flowers? With I Must Garden deer and rabbit repellents, you can make that dream a reality. I Must Garden repellents are made from natural ingredients, ensuring a safe and eco-friendly solution for your plants and the environment and you. The repellents are gentle on your garden but tough on deer and rabbits, sending them elsewhere to eat. I Must Garden repellents are long-lasting, too. No more constantly reapplying after every rainfall or watering. I Must Garden provides protection that stands the test of time, so you can spend more time enjoying your garden and less time worrying about critter invasions. They're available in ready-to-use sprays and cost-effective concentrates. Now, there's even a granular animal repellent, or deer repellent, rabbits, groundhogs, all those. I Must Garden repellents are available at local garden centers and hardware stores all over the Triangle, including right here at Campbell Road Nursery. Protect your garden today with I Must Garden repellents. People, pet, and eco-safe. I Must Garden, your ultimate defense against garden pests. And I do believe, do we have Steve from Durham on the line with us this morning?
Yeah, it's Steve from Garner, but I'm in Durham this week.
What are you doing in Durham this week?
Oh, my goodness.
We're babysitting grandkids.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a
softball thing.
Oh, okay. That sounds like fun. Y'all got a game today?
Yeah, we got two games today.
Oh, how about
one
that?
One with her and one with him.
I'm seeing daylilies pop out all over the place.
Yes, they are. Yeah, the stellas are already blooming, but we haven't had a bloom open up in our garden yet.
Did you say Stelladoro?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, two people talking.
Huh?
I said there were two people talking.
Yeah.
How about
the,
that?
The Stelladoros are blooming right now, but we haven't had anything else bloom in our garden yet.
Yeah, that's what I have blooming.
Well, no wonder I can cut off the panic button then, Steve, because I kept thinking I'm not going to get any because I haven't divided them in 4 or 5 years, but you've just given me a reprieve.
Yeah, you should be. They should be scaping, but there's some late some that are late to scape. So we have got quite a few that are scaping in our garden, but there's also quite a few that haven't started yet, which is good because that means the bloom is later, and you get more satisfaction out of it.
Steve, what happens to when you know the bulbs? We talk about dividing bulbs. What happens to the daylily when we don't divide them soon enough?
Well, if they can get root rot, they can actually choke themselves. The root mass can get so tight that it actually starts to choke itself. The tighter that root ball gets, the less blooms you're going to get.
Well, I've got some 10 years worth. That's about enough, isn't it, Steve?
Yeah. I would find every frenemy you have and share with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and over the years, I think if you start getting a little more shade in the area because your trees are getting bigger or shrubs are getting bigger, then you probably need to divide and maybe move some, too.
Yeah, the daylilies bloom better in full sun. Yes, definitely.
Very good. Yeah. Well, what should we be doing right now to them? Anything?
Well, feeding them. Definitely sprinkle some 10-10-10 around them or some cow manure.
Water.
And water. Make sure they're watered. The more.
Have you gotten any? Have you gotten much rain? Did you get any yesterday?
I have no idea. We weren't at home.
I've talked to Phil. Said that she hadn't gotten a whole lot. And you know, it's been raining all week, someplace
well,
around
we got
here.
An inch last week.
On Monday
and Tuesday, and then it was supposed to rain. We're in Durham right now, but they said that it was raining in South Raleigh, and that would mean Garner. So maybe we got some rain yesterday.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah. Yeah, we had kind of the threat of rain all around us, but we didn't get a lot. But things are still looking pretty good around. Everything else doing well in your yard?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I have pears like you wouldn't believe. My fig tree is starting to fig.
Yep.
Everything is just my fringe tree had the best blooms of it's ever had this year. And it's so impressive that my neighbor's father-in-law from Jordan wanted to take a stick home so he could grow one in his yard.
Wow.
He wants to dry root it.
Well, that'll work.
Yep. Certainly will work.
Well, that's where mine came from, was a dry root.
What is your brand? Okay. Variety.
To be honest with you, I think it's one that Duke Garden hybridized. They didn't tell me the name, but it's We got it at their, they had an open garden with a suit of sail, and this bucket had a stick in it, and I asked the guy what it was, and he said, well, it's a French tree, and I said, well, it's just a stick in a bucket. And he says, it'll grow, and it, in 20 years, it's gotten, or 15 years, it's gotten 20 feet wide by 20 feet tall, and it is a beautiful shaped tree. And it has interesting branching during the winter when the leaves are off of it, too. So it's got interest in both summer and winter.
Yeah.
I like
that. Well, that's great.
That's why I like Pinocchio.
Yeah.
They have interesting branching.
Yeah, they really do.
Well, Steve, I'm going to let you guys go because you got the news coming up. I appreciate you letting me. We will not be having a Day Lily meeting next week, next month, because it's a national convention, and July is too hot. So our next meeting will be in August.
Where's your national convention?
In Oklahoma City.
Wow.
Are you going to Oklahoma City?
I would like to, but my wife says we're not going. So.
Okay. All right.
She is my event secretary, so I let her.
All right. I understand. I understand the situation.
Yeah. I love you guys. Thank you for letting me talk to you.
Steve, thanks for all your information. Appreciate your call.
All right.
And your wife.
And, yeah, absolutely.
All right. You guys have a good
bye-bye.
Day.
You too.
You too.
Bye. And I just love a ventriloquist. You know, they're so talented. It's something I've always hoped to do, but I've never been able to achieve that. You doing all right, Rufus?
Oh yes.
You didn't have too much barbecue yesterday, did you?
Oh my!
What about banana pudding?
Oh, wasn't that banana pudding? It had real bananas.
Real bananas. How about what?
lots of wafers.
Who would have thought banana pudding with real bananas?
I've been to some places where they gave you just the filler
stuff. They just gave you stuff.
No bananas and no wafers.
Gotta have wafers. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up. We're at Campbell Road Nursery. Come sit on the sit out in gravel with us. We're not on the porch here. And it's a beautiful morning. My goodness. We'll be back.
What's that just came up?
Hey, we're back at Campbell Road Nursery with Weekend Gardener. Everybody's been walking around. You don't want to just sit here because there's so many pretty plants around. You want to go over to these roses and see if they have any fragrance. Did you do that, Johnny? Where'd you go?
I had to get a fix of the fragrant cloud over there.
Cloud, is that a tea hybrid? Phil, is that a tea hybrid?
Or a grandiflora, but I think it's a tea hybrid.
Which is easier to grow, a grandiflora?
Yeah,
it doesn't. You got to put your microphone on. I know you talk loud sometimes, but.
I've got a very important person. Don't mean to interrupt, but I got a very important.
Are you kidding? Of course she is. She wanted this show on the.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. She's the reason that y'all are here, first of all. But the one thing I'd like for her to talk about just a few minutes is the fact that she is instrumental in helping get the gardens done at the transitions over at the hospice house. So we love her for that, and I know all the people over there are going through some hurtful times and sad times.
Yeah.
And so when she fixes a garden, or she and her people fix gardens over there, it's really a blessing. So I'm going to let her talk a minute.
Pat Hudson, yes. Hey, pull that mic down a little bit. Are you any kin to the Hudson Hardware people?
No, but I do like them a lot.
Yeah, well, who doesn't?
Hey, Mike. No.
Oh, my gosh.
My Munkerka Downs Garden Club adopted the Grief Center Garden over at Transitions Life Care. when it opened, and we have been maintaining it for all those years since 1921, and it's turned out to be a really wonderful project for us. So we had this big work day planned for Thursday, and the weather predictions were so bad, so we had to cancel it until yesterday. But we did it, and it looks beautiful. Changed out all the winter stuff to the summer stuff, and clean it up, and weed it, and prune it, and everything. And it's been it's wonderful to see a transition of a garden, because when we started, it was new. The little trees were like this big. Now, what was a sunshine garden is almost a shade garden now.
And I know that when you lay out, when landscapers lay out a yard, architects, they have a vision. But it's hard to know how things are going to look in 20 years. Does it look like you think you thought it would look, or do you?
Well, we've changed quite a few things, and we had to take out all the rose bushes that were all along one side because of Rose Rosette, and we've planted something else. Every now and then we'll have some memorial gifts given, and we just planted a Japanese maple that was donated from here. And Phil has been so generous to help, but every time we set a date, people show up and work. And hospice is dear to my heart because I was a volunteer there and then a fundraiser and then a...
Oh, you're a really special person, Pat.
But I love the gardens.
Yeah, so and you were in the business.
Yes.
In the biz, as they say, for a long time.
Well, I heard you mention that Pat is the reason that we're here. How's that? What came about on that?
Yeah, why did you want us here?
Because Phil needed the publicity, because she has this wonderful place, and people didn't know where it was.
Yeah, and it's even more wonderful now.
Oh my goodness!
I don't know how she can make it any better.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, I note that our guest speaking was the first female member of the, which Cary Rotary Club is it?
The Cary Rotary Club.
The Cary Rotary Club, okay.
Now, the first one.
I want to establish that that Chip Winston is here, and he has a beard, by the way. It looks very nice. Chip, are you Kiwanis?
Yeah, Raleigh Kiwanis.
Okay, are there any problems? I mean, y'all are sitting pretty close to each other. Kiwanis Rotary? Any problems? Okay, good.
We're still one of the largest in the United States.
Yeah.
That is a big club, yeah.
Yeah. It is. So I just wanted to determine that right off.
Yeah.
So it's...
There's enough stuff for all of us to do.
Yeah, I know. That's what's so wonderful about both organizations. They do so much for people.
And, well, Chip, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I did a count in my political career of 28 years. I spoke to 47 Rotary Clubs in North Carolina.
What about the Kiwanis?
Well, yeah, an occasional Kiwanis. They're good people, too.
Absolutely, they're good people. But they didn't want you as much
exchange
as a
Club. That's another exchange club. Uh-huh. I remember one time when
Lions Club.
Attorney General, they gave a law enforcement vehicle to North Carolina Law Enforcement Officers Association. We have a lot of wonderful clubs where people just give, and you got the best people in them, I've noticed.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's just so many good service organizations around. Good volunteers, and it makes people happy. Just like this place, we're sitting out here. The temperature is just perfect.
It is.
Cold front came through last night. It came through when we were at Rufus's. We thought it was going to rain, but it was just blowing stuff off of trees.
Well, so like you and I down in Lee County, the minute that we left. We're walking out. There it came, the rain.
Drop.
Yep.
But that's, it's so funny. I'm kind of jumping around, but at Lee County, we met, what a beautiful place, Sanford there, where we broadcast at the Sanford Farmers Market. But the extension director, Bill Stone, told me, and he's late 40s probably, said that his grandfather had a shop, and he spent a lot of time with his grandfather, and he'd go in the shop in the morning and turn the light on, and when he turned the light on, the radio would automatically come on, and it was always on WPTF.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, as he was growing up, this show was on, and so he started listening to it that way. Yeah. I thought that's neat. You turn the light on, and I bet Carlton could do that.
Yep, yep. So. Well, I've never asked you, Pat. You have to have a favorite flower shrub.
Oh.
Now, I know that's like asking, which of your grandchildren do you like the most?
I don't know how that's possible. Do you?
My favorite's whatever looks good today.
Yeah, okay. That's the answer we usually get.
But walking around here this morning, I just, I want this. I want this.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you want it.
You get it.
No.
Now, Phil keeps getting up and leaving.
And well, she's a straw boss.
I was going to ask her about that beautiful rose. It's just spectacular. I've seen several climbing roses blooming. But this is not yellow. It's kind of a pink. Yeah. And Johnny, what type?
I would say it's the type of rambling rose, but I don't know what variety.
I don't know either.
The one on the fence as you pull in. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Has it ever looked that pretty? I don't know if I've ever noticed it.
I've never noticed it.
I probably have not paid that much attention. I'm so concerned about getting in Rufus Way and trying to park.
Well, nobody wants to get in Rufus Way, but
did you say get in
just,
my way?
He'll just barrel right on through. Did you see your picture in this? Cliff Joyner sent.
No, I didn't.
Cliff Joyner sent. There we are, right there.
Oh, great!
Cliff Joyner is a not only world renowned philosopher, but he's also the chairman of the Nashville Chamber of Commerce. That's the real Nashville, North Carolina. But we were down there last October and had a nice meal, and there we are. What a great picture of you!
Well. I'm flanked by two gentlemen. Well, while we're at it, why don't we read the Cliff Joyner? Let Pat hear this in person. Okay. The Cliff Joyner saying of the day.
That's Cliff Joyner right there. Yeah.
Perseverance is not a long race. It is many short races, one after the other. How about that?
That is good.
Isn't Cliff just a real winner?
Now, that was really said by Walter Elliott.
Cliff gave us a book.
But we attribute this to Edward, to Cliff Joyner.
He's an Edward Jones person, so. And one of the best friends I ever had. He sent this. We were down in Nashville to do a remote about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, and here's a nice note. It says, Mike and Rufus, so good visiting with you both at the Master Gardener sale. Your presence and live broadcast transformed the sale into an event. So hear that?
He's so articulate.
Yeah.
So, Johnny, what's going on with you? Master Gardeners doing anything, or are they out of hand?
No, they keep me in line pretty good. So they're doing well. I have a training coming up in August. So we just keep moving along with both counties. We sort of have projects in Granville in person going on. Got more Master Gardeners in the Granville County area now. So got some projects going on at the Museum of History there in Oxford and several of the schools around. But
Chip, come over here and you get on the microphone.
Thinking about when Ms. Hudson was talking about the gardens that transition, it sort of reminds me of gardens. They transition, sort of like our lives do throughout the time. Gardens do that. Gardens, they something comes in and then something goes out, and they're always growing and transitioning as the gardens mature, especially one that old. That is always difficult to keep it, looking exactly the same. That's the beauty of a garden. It's always transitioning.
As you saw yesterday, mine is particularly a transition. Pat, you've never seen it, and I want to do it sometime. I have 100-year-old pecan trees, 100-year-old crepe myrtles, 100-year-old pin oak, and then some 40-year-old things I planted, and then a lot of stuff's got crowded out because people seem to want instant gratification in a garden and say, what a nice little bush this is. And then about 10 years later, it's covered up everything on the place.
Yeah. Oh, I've made that mistake.
Oh, yeah. I think we're all guilty.
We all have.
Well, you read the specs, and you can double that usually. And it all depends on.
Well, if it says dwarf, go ahead and double it.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Rawson told me one time that dwarf just means slow growing. It doesn't mean small. You know? Yeah. You can have a 30-foot dwarf plant.
I agree on that.
Took a long time to get there.
Now, Chip Winstead is in sales and has been forever at WPTF. Chip, and Chip is an expert on zoysia grass, and it's been greening up for a while. Is yours? I see some that look good and some that doesn't look quite as good. How's yours look?
It's pretty good. I'm kind of a microclimate. I'm in North Hills, but a lot of times it's really cold. It doesn't get as cold right where I am. I've got zoysia growing where it should be growing. It really shouldn't have as thick a grass there as it should because it's not enough sun. It's only about 4 hours of sun in my front yard, but it looks lush.
Yeah.
It's been there 25, 30 years.
And it's what type?
Emerald.
Emerald
zoysia. Now, most have gone to Zeon now.
Yeah.
But you put Zeon and emerald side by side, you really can't tell the difference.
Yeah, and zoysia is one of those that will tolerate a little bit more shade than, say, your Bermuda or your centipedes. That, you know, they need the sun.
I think it's all how you take care of it.
Yeah.
I've used fairway green for about 30 years.
Yeah.
And people can say, I can do the same thing they do. No, you cannot. You don't have the same chemicals they do. You don't have the same time frame they do.
Yeah. You really have to stay on top.
If you miss your winter by 2 weeks, you've missed it.
Yeah. Zoysia is a nice – I like zoysia. As far as the warm season grasses, that's probably – it doesn't creep into the flower beds like the Bermuda does. The Bermuda will creep in. And the zoysia, once you get it established, it does take a little while to do that with zoysia, probably more so than Bermuda. But once it's established, you have a thick carpet and you know, it's a champagne color in the wintertime, but it's, you know, nice and green, greening up.
Ann Clapp had a small patch of she had, I think, emerald, but she it was more than a putting green than anything else, and she used a manual reel mower to cut it. But that's good grass. Turf specialists say that fescue is a temporary grass. Fescue.
I can attest to that. I tried to have fescue in my backyard. I don't know how many times. Yeah. And every fall, I would have to dig it up and do it again.
That's the thing with fescue. Usually, you have
so we finally took down a few trees to get a little more sun back there, and put zoysia down.
Now, what about root competition with the zoysia? Does it from trees and stuff?
I've not seen it.
Yeah,
isn't that amazing?
It probably tolerates it better than fescue.
When I bought our house in 1985, I didn't know what kind of grass I had, and John Harris came out and told me what I had. I had Meyer zoysia.
You got John Harris to come out?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I didn't know it was Meyer. I knew it was some kind of a zoysia. Uh-huh. But Meyer's a much older variety.
Zoysias are.
But they're always working on new varieties of zoysia.
Yeah, on all turfs. I mean, it's amazing what they do out at the NCSU field day. Turf lab over there on Lake Wheeler Road.
A lot of it's related to our golf courses.
The most important thing out on Lake Wheeler Road, that complex, is the ice cream store.
Now, wait a minute. There's a place there on Lake Wheeler Road called the Edmiston Estate.
Well, the Edmiston Estate is certainly noteworthy.
I better not say it on there. But what a wonderful way to just drive down the road a half a mile.
I know.
You've got peace and serenity. Thank goodness for NC State and the ice cream place.
Got cows, and they assemble the cows. The cows come over there when you're eating ice cream.
Oh, absolutely.
And
just to remind you where it came from. So.
Exactly. So I guess, Chip, you were talking about all the newer varieties, but it sounds like emerald, people are always worried. They have a lot of shade, and they want some zoysia. They want something that works better. That could be the answer. But putting sod down, I assume you had sod put down, didn't you?
And I did an experiment with Bermuda about 10 years ago in the front yard. It's really relatively sunny there. It lasted about 2 weeks. It just wasn't enough sun. If you don't have at least 8 hours, it's just not going to grow. Yeah,
and centipede, I think, is the same way, isn't it, Johnny?
Yeah, centipede would need more. And centipede, I mean, more people are planting it in this area now, but it's more of a coastal area. Does a lot of people plant them in Raleigh, Phil?
Well, actually, we have centipede in our yard.
Okay.
And it's doing quite well, but
most of the time it seems like from about Benson, Smithville area down east of there and south of there.
That's where you see more.
Yeah, it seems like more people.
I know some people in the Creemore area that have had it.
And, yeah.
Every once in a while it'll get burned in the wintertime, but, you know, a winter like we just had, the centipede would be fine.
Yeah, it's doing good. Ours has done well.
Yeah. It doesn't take foot traffic.
Well, Jeff, I can tell you, I have eight varieties of weeds and clover. As the three folks.
Clover is good for your soil.
Yeah.
But looks fine. I got some clover,
green,
too.
Mow it down. Looked pretty good, didn't it, Phil?
Yeah.
I have a neighbor that has some of that, but it's mostly out of laziness on his part. It's not cultivated.
Oh, well. Huh. Have you had a conversation with him about it?
No.
Well, maybe
he wait for people's grass.
Maybe he knows it now.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Jeannie and Carrie. Jeannie,
hi.
How are you? Hey, what can we do for you today?
Well, I'm a frequent listener and a shade gardener here in Cary. Have lots of big trees and do really well with azaleas. And I purchased a beautiful coral azalea, actually from Campbell Road, last month. Planted it. It did great. It bloomed. But now I've got little black dots on the bottom of the leaves, and the top of the leaf, it looks almost like it's turning to a lighter green, kind of a mottled lighter green. And I wondered what that is and how I can fix it before it kills my plant.
Sounds like lace bugs, if I had to,
to say. They're everywhere right now, and I don't know why.
Yeah, they if you have azaleas, you're likely to have lace bugs at some point. very few yards that I don't see some lace bug damage. Actually saw some on, I guess they're the Pieris. I was at a yard this past week, and Pieris had some lace bugs on it. But
do you need a systemic?
You could use a systemic, but you don't have to.
Probably something like neem.
Neem oil would do it, a horticultural oil, soap.
And that's not going to hurt anybody except for that.
Yeah, that will not.
And lace bugs won't kill them either.
It just makes them unsightly. I mean, I guess if it's a bad enough infestation, I mean, it sucks the chlorophyll out, so the plant can't.
Yeah, you don't want
to. Yeah, be sure and spray underneath the leaf, too, when you do it.
Yeah, that's where they're hanging out.
Oh, okay, so it's not going to kill my azalea.
No.
No. But just you want to get control. I tell people it's easier to kill 5 lace bugs than it is to kill 500. So, you know, go ahead and get something out there and get them under control now.
It's a pretty day. You better go on and get something at the store and come on back.
Oil. I'm going to go out there and
well, great.
Yeah.
All right.
And that is a contact spray. So, like Rufus said, make sure you get underneath those leaves and get contact.
Do you got any earbuds or headphones or anything you can keep the show on while you go out there?
I have my Alexa out there, so I'm good to go.
All right.
All right. Ooh, wow, fancy.
Yeah,
well, turn her on. Alexa, we want to hear the Weekend Gardener on WPTF.
Thank you, guys. Thank you,
Jean.
Thank you.
Martha's bye-bye. In Raleigh. Martha, we have a couple minutes for you. How can we help?
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted some, well, first off, I bought a, oh, my gosh, my brain just went dead.
Well, mine's like,
join the club.
Like
big
that.
Red fruit from the Middle East, the pomegranate.
Uh-huh.
Pomegranate from Campbell Road Nursery 2 years ago. It's absolutely beautiful. And this year it's actually blooming.
Uh-huh. Mine is too here at the nursery.
I really can't expect to have pomegranate. Can I at this point?
I don't know why not.
I don't either. It's far north as Oxford.
Would I have to prop up the limb?
Possibly. I'm watching mine. I've got blooms.
You have to sweet talk it.
Yeah.
What you have to do.
Yeah, you might have to prop them up a little bit. Ours is pretty small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
my question is, what do you do with them?
Pomegranates.
How do you fix them?
Do with a pomegranate.
You use it with kale.
I eat the seed.
Yeah.
Or you kale. I just eat the seed. In Israel, they have these big juice squeezers on the street. Oh, my gosh. And they just give you juice.
Yeah, and mix it. You get in the hotels there, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're amazing. Okay, so I think it's happy where it is. I put some black cow and mulch around it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and I just wanted to report that Butch the rubber plant that I called y'all about that I was afraid was dead because I left it out in the freezing around Thanksgiving, it's come back.
Oh, my.
So, great.
So Don is happy.
Butch?
Yes. Butch, well, it's named after Butch Robinson for a lot of reasons from way back. But uh-huh. Don got it when his father died in the early 90s.
That's wonderful.
Back.
I'm glad it's coming back.
Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to let y'all know.
It has something to do with Butch.
Yep. And we do enjoy you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very, very much for joining us.
Well, that's good to know about that rubber plant because I wouldn't think
you,
one.
You grow rubber plants.
Yeah.
You got a rubber plantation out there, haven't you?
Yeah. I wouldn't think one would survive.
Yeah, they do.
You make tars?
Good.
Tars.
Well, I'll tell you what. Plants are a lot more tough than you think they are.
Yeah. They are, even if you leave them alone sometimes.
Yes.
And I don't have a lot of time to mess with them. I do like to talk to them. I talk to the Gary Dornberg tree a lot. That's a Harry Louder walking stick that I planted when Gary died. Because Gary was one of the funniest people I've ever known, and Harry Louder was a British comedian who carried a contorted filbert stick.
I like them better when there's no leaves on them.
Yeah, I saw them.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday.
You decorate them for Halloween.
I got one out there. Did you see mine yesterday, Johnny?
I did. I saw that.
Yeah, I got that from Phil.
Yeah.
Which about half of the garden came from Phil.
Bigger they get, the better they are. All right. Well, we've gone through an hour here at the Weekend Gardener.
My goodness.